This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dana Walsh, a Republican congressional candidate in California's 8th Congressional District. That's the district seat held by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. We want to get Ms. Walsh's explanation of why she decided to go from the private sector to potentially the public square in this campaign and what issues will be driving this race. And Dana, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you so much.
You've spent your life in the private sector. You have been involved with the local Republican Party, but what was the deciding factor for you to jump into this race?
Well, you know, back in 2008, I ran against Nancy Pelosi and Cindy Sheehan. I realized that if Nancy Pelosi, we know what she's like here in the district, most people didn't know, but once she became Speaker and the idea that she might hook up with someone like Obama and both of their very left-wing leanings, I had an idea of what might happen if they gain control together, but I had never imagined the scale, the scope, and the speed with which they've basically tried to totally dismantle our free enterprise system. It's been shocking to me, unprecedented, obviously, and so that's why I decided to continue the campaign I started last time and really worked hard to displace Nancy Pelosi from the district and from the speakership.
Dana, obviously the two biggest pieces of legislation that have become law are the stimulus package and now the health care bill. In the meantime, of course, there was the cap and trade vote in the House, and there's debate over financial regulatory reform. We could have immigration legislation coming down the pike here. Given all the different issues that are on the plate, what ones are you highlighting most in this campaign?
You know, it's interesting. What I'm highlighting is the very idea that Congress believes that these are within the realm of their authority. This is the problem. You know, they're distracting us with all these details, and again, it's coming so fast and furious, and the way they've taken over things. Imagine in the last year, we've reached the point where 80% of the mortgages are controlled by government. I think now 100% of the student loans. They've so far exceeded their congressional authority that I think that's the major issue we have to address, because they distract us with all these details. You know, the health care bill for a year we were fighting over, you know, who gets covered, what gets covered, et cetera, when in fact the issue should be they have no authority to do this. And I know there are going to be a lot of legal challenges to this, and I think that's where my main emphasis is that we've got to stop this juggernaut. And quite frankly, I believe that if the Republicans do not take back the House in 2010, I'm not sure we can reverse course ever.
Dana, Nancy Pelosi, of course, is now in the crosshairs of Republicans nationwide. Perhaps she'll be attached with every incumbent House Democrat in the campaign this year. And one of the terms used to identify her is a San Francisco liberal, which is obviously correct. But how do you defeat Nancy Pelosi in San Francisco?
Well, you know, we have a unique opportunity, and of course, you know, we Republicans in San Francisco look to Massachusetts to say if it could happen there, it could happen anywhere. But we have a unique opportunity because we have a huge decline to state registration, and we also believe that a lot of the Democrats have become very disaffected. I have a message for them about what, if this continues, what it's going to mean to our district here. I recently met with the Heritage Foundation, and they gave me facts and figures that I have to bring to our local voters. One is that $600 million a year will be sucked out of our economy with some of the new taxes they're proposing. That's just on the, you know, the $250,000 and more, because we're very, you know, our district is a very high-income district, so we're going to be hit the hardest with what's going on. But to imagine as you walk down San Francisco's streets and you see the empty storefronts, you know, we're no longer immune. You have this tendency in San Francisco to think you're immune to some of these things. But when I tell them that $600 million is going to go to the sinkhole of D.C. instead of to our local businesses, which are, you know, service businesses and retail stores and our restaurants and that, I think that sort of message, those real clear-cut, distinct messages of what this will mean to us, I think that will resonate here. And also the idea that they're trying to eliminate the deductions for charitable donations. We have a huge nonprofit community here, and nonprofits do the business that has to be done for those they care for in a far more cost-effective and, I think, a far more humane way than government ever could be. So as those organizations are hard hit by what's going on, I think the bells will start ringing in people's heads that, you know, we thought we wanted some of the stuff Nancy's been talking about, but let's take a closer look.
Dana, as far as the Republican field, are you the sole candidate? Do you have a primary? How's that shaking out?
I have a primary. It's on June 8th. And I do have an opponent, a Ron Paul Republican. He calls himself a Liberty Republican. And we have very similar views on most of the economic issues and most conservative issues. We vary hugely on issues of national security, homeland security, foreign affairs, those sorts of issues. And I'm making a huge emphasis to make our Republican voters here in the district understand the differences between us. And we even put up a website called John Dennis Exposed. He's my opponent, which really just does nothing but show him saying the things that he says to his more left-wing groups he's appealing to. And so our Republican voters can see that, and then they'll make a choice. I firmly believe that, you know, I've been a Republican and out in the open as a Republican in the city for, you know, well over a decade, probably 15 to 20 years. And I know that our Republicans, you don't stay a Republican in San Francisco unless you have some very committed beliefs, and I think many of them do revolve around, you know, the place of the United States in the world and our national security and how we treat terrorists and things like that.
Well, let's close on that, because for the most part, the agenda that we talked about before with Nancy Pelosi has been on the domestic side, but I know that you're critical of her attitude and approach towards a lot of national security issues as well. Briefly,
Absolutely.
Explain the differences there.
Well, pretty much everything. The idea that the Democrats are definitely talking about cutting our defenses, our intelligence, et cetera. I mean, they seem to be totally clueless about the threats that still remain to us. The interesting thing is now that Obama's the president, she's really tempered herself on the troops in Afghanistan right now and things like that. So it's more on matters of, you know, the terrorists being tried in U.S. courts, the terrorists being allowed to be in U.S. prisons versus leaving them at Gitmo. She's very much with Obama on those things. I also feel that in issues of foreign policy, we have a lot of differences. The support for Israel, I can't pin that exactly on Nancy, but we've seen Obama really disengage from Israel in the recent future. So those sorts of issues are very important to me. But I think primarily what resonates with our people here in the city is we do want to be safe, and I think the plans they have for how they're going to treat terrorists is totally misguided.
Real quickly, give folks your website.
DanaWalshForCongress.com. And we'd love to have you come on. We'd love to have you forward our information. We have a wonderful white papers, one on healthcare, one on the case against Nancy Pelosi. And that kind of gives a broad view of what we're seeing come to fruition. It's been on there for almost a year now. The kind of uncertainties that are in the business. You know, one of the things we haven't talked about that's so huge is jobs. And there's no way that people are going to hire with the great uncertainties that are being created by Congress getting into all these areas that they have no business being in, because no one knows what hiring an employee is going to mean to them, what kind of costs will be incurred, what will be demanded of them. So I think the job situation is going to get worse and worse with the situation as it is in Congress now.
Well, Dana, we will certainly keep track of this race. We'll see just how competitive it gets. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Dana Walsh, congressional candidate for the 8th Congressional District in California, Republican, challenging House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.